getting all the hard work you've been doing?
I think so, yeah. I think all the hard work of what we've been at for the last 6 weeks, we realise what it's all for, and it's coming about tomorrow. So you can just tell test week. There's a buzz about the place. There's an excitement amongst the players. There's an intensity in the way that they train, and the work ethic on and off the training park is at a different level, you know. And we've certainly had a great week as regard to all that.
And when it comes to your department, where are the threats going to come from in this Australian side? All over you, but where in particular?
Well, we all know the threats of Nine. Genia, we all know that he's a world-class player. We all know the playmakers that they've picked within the side and the ball carriers that they've got in the forward. So, yeah, they have got threats all over the field. But it's how you dictate your defence to the opposition to not let them be as comfortable as they want to be. And that's what we've been focusing on this week.
How reassuring is it when you look at the Lions line up? You know, you've got two former Lions captains in there. You've got Jamie, you've got Sam Leaders all over the place.
Yeah, experience in big games counts for a lot because they've been there and done that. You know, Australia have got some world-class players and we've got world-class players within our side. And what you generally get when you come to an occasion like this is that the performance levels rise another 10-15%. And I think the more experience that you've got on your side, the more that they've been there and done that. And, you know, it gives you great pleasure to look around the team meeting this morning when we had a meeting and just see who's in the room and who's going to battle with you.
Andy, how is everyone? Tom Croft didn't appear to take part in that session.
No, it's a funny old week, obviously, because of the game on Tuesday. And so we decided to have a double day yesterday, a really intense physical session, two sessions yesterday. Tom's just got a little bit of inflammation within his toe. Nothing to worry about whatsoever. The important thing is he trained yesterday and got through the two sessions. And the right thing to do is to give him a rest there, so he's fine for tomorrow.
How much of a gamble have you taken with your selection? Virtually every position there is covered for, except seven.
Well, look, we've got players who can fill in all over the place. You know, there's the quality within the side. They mix and match within training all the time as well, so that there won't be a problem there.
What's the one thing that you think you have to do better than Australia to win this game? Without giving your game plan away.
Look, you train together for 6 weeks and you have a plan and you hold a few things back and you don't show everything that you've got, obviously. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to big games, everyone knows what wins big games. You know, it's physicality, it's energy, it's a want to try and get over the top of your opposition, and it won't be any different whatsoever.
Are you promising surprises then? Do you say you can help things back?
Well, we're not stupid, you know. There's always going to be a plan there. Yeah, we've got to get our own house in order, really. And you know, over the last 6 weeks, I think it's fair to say that we've done a lot of learning, you know. And there's always been a progression of how we wanted to do that. And you don't want to show everything first up, really. There's three important tests to come.
Andy, did everyone else train
today? No, Jonathan Davis didn't train neither. Because of the two sessions and the intensity of the two sessions, just stiffness, that's all. So Owen ran in there, so he's fine.
Is this going to be one on defence, or are we going to see someone break defence down with brilliant tackling? What do you think?
I think it'll be a bit of everything, you know. I think what you get when you get two classy teams is it's not one thing that'll dominate. You know, you've got good decision makers all over the field, whether it be kick, pass, run, all good defence or set piece orientated. I think both sides won't just have one plan. They'll have a few ways of playing up the sleeve.
Have your injuries affected the style of your attack going into this game?
No.
And some teams have tried to make the most of the defensive line running up and the space that's in there behind it. Is that something you've had to look at in terms of perhaps being exposed?
Oh, it's something that we look at all the time, you know. As I said, we learn as we go on these tours, and the plan is to make sure that we're ready for the test match. It's something that we've talked about this morning, actually, the Australian kicking threats and kicking game. You know, you've got to be careful that you don't try and cover too many bases, because otherwise you just confuse yourself. But we'll be ready in most areas.
And you made the switch from the league to the union.
different way, with Aussie rules tournament as well. How do you see anything progress, and what do you think you can possibly bring to affect your defences?
Well, I obviously know his qualities. He's been an outstanding player for the Broncos in Melbourne. He is some talent. He seems to find a way of getting his hands free and offloading the ball and making things happen. And you know, we heard Robbie say that yesterday, and it's true in that regard. But he's played on the wing once, as what we know this year. And you know, I spend a good percentage of my time with our wingers, making sure that they fully understand of what's needed of them. As far as the defence is concerned, it's a massive cog to the defensive system. You've got to be able to get that right, and you know, you would think that experience helps you to do that. Playing at fullback is a little bit different. You can find your way into the game. As a winger, you've got to find your way within the system to get yourself into the attack as well. So it's a tough ask, but the quality that he's got, you know, I wouldn't put it past him. That he'll have a good performance. Sorry?
How much does this rain change the game plan?
Well, I think it's settling down tomorrow, so hopefully not at all. As I said before, you've got to be able to play in many ways. And, you know, we go to the Reds game and it's hot and humid and sticky, and then at half time it starts to rain and pour down. And you've got to be able to adapt, and that's what I said we've been building over the last 6 weeks.
Thank you.